music's done. The fiddler stopped playing. So the violinist.
This is another...
I didn't play them. They're gone.
You're a little distorted tonight, Don.
It might be the digital line. Hold on. Bear with me. Can you hear me okay now?
I can barely understand you. It sounds like, you're overloading.
Okay. How's that? Is that better?
No.
No. How's that? Well, you're on a cell.
Yeah.
It's pretty hard to get good reception. I mean, I phoned you with a digital line. You're on a cell.
I got good reception. I mean, I usually do.
Yeah.
I can turn.
Probably your energy. Hold on. Bear with me.
Wait a second. That's better now.
Is that better?
What did you do?
I turned you up. I turned your volume up.
Okay.
I was nice to you.
Thank you, Don.
Yeah.
So, now that we've done our normal faltering start, we can welcome our listeners to another evening of the Don and Wynn Show, where nothing ever happens.
And, folks, it's a pleasure to have you here, where nothing ever happens.
That's right.
Good to have you with us.
Nothing is always layered with something, so
I
have to figure out.
I think your cell. Why don't I try calling you back on an analog line? That might help.
Is this not a good? Do I not sound good to you, Don?
Well, I think something's distorting everything. Honestly.
Something's distorting?
Yeah. That's my guess. I mean, it's a good guess. Something's a little bit off here.
You want to call me back?
Yeah, let's do that. Folks, we'll be right back.
Give it a try. Welcome to the Don and Wynn Show.
We're back.
And we're having another evening, beginning our show with faltering starts. And this is Wynn Free and my co-host, Don Newsom. And we have nothing in store for you guys tonight.
Okay. Well, hold on here.
Hang on.
Yeah.
I'm going to put my headset on.
Something sounds still a little weird. I know it's me. Wow.
Okay, Don?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah, it sounds okay.
Does it sound just as good through this as it was through the phone?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think so.
Okay, good. So,
yeah.
A lot of people are saying things are changing on our planet right now. What do you think? Have you been tracking this?
I think we all have. Wow, hold on, bear with me. Something is a little off here, and I can't tell what it is, but it's, I know it's something on my end, too, because I can hear it when I'm speaking.
Mm-hmm.
It's cracking. You notice?
Mm-hmm.
And we're on an analog line, so, folks... Mm-hmm. You're just going to have to deal with this today. I apologize. Maybe it's something on my end. I don't know. But, yeah, I think we're all feeling it. All of us.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody around. Worldwide. I truly believe that. Yeah, I hear it all day long. People phone me up. I mean, out of the blue, they'll phone me up and say, you know, yeah, you're right. I'm hearing it in the coffee shops, when I go to work, at the office. Strangers, friends. So, whatever's happening, it is global.
Mm-hmm.
That to me would be a fact.
Mhm. There's something going on.
Something's going on.
Well, we've known there was something going on for a long time. But
yeah.
It seems to be moving out. I think this is such a crucial time to keep our energies into a multidimensional consciousness. I don't think people realize how big a part they play, each person in the whole.
That's what they're going to find out. See?
And...
Oh, I know. I guess I figured it out, folks. I know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
One of the things we've been doing that's been really, it seems to be successful.
Okay. Can you hear me okay?
You know what? I don't know if you're going out on the air like that, Don, but you sound like mushy, you know?
Yeah. Okay, I think we got it. I think I fixed it.
Let me see. Say something.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
A little better?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe?
A little bit, I think.
Hard to say. How's that?
I said, well, I can understand you, but let me see when you start saying some more sophisticated words. I can continue to understand you.
All right. No, I don't know. It's a little strange. We've had some unusual things here occur at BBS Radio here in the last few weeks. I won't go into it because it's a little bit of silliness on the part of others. But, yeah, it's always an adventure. What's that?
Don, try putting the microphone a little bit further from your mouth.
All right, how's that?
I can't tell when you just say, how's that?
How's that?
Say hello, Down in the Wind listeners.
Hold on. I'm going to get it. Bear with me. I'm going to do something else. You talk away. I'm going to get something else.
Are you going to listen while I talk? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm on a speaker?
You're all over the place.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I started to say one of the things that we've taken on as a project that seems to be interestingly effective. And I have this idea that each of us is the center of the universe. And we each have our individual map from our center to the actual center of the universe. And that we have the potential to be connected holographically to the entire universe. And, of course, when you say, I would say, if somebody told me that, what does that mean? How can I be connected to the entire universe? And what would that feel like? And does that mean I'm walking around looking at all the stars and everything? Well, I don't do that, but the people that I associate with seem to be able to connect with the intelligences in far reaches of the universe, and they communicate with me.
All right, I'm back.
Okay.
Does that sound a little better?
I think it does, yes. What'd you do?
Well, I changed out the mic and the cord, but I don't think it sounds better.
I'm not sure it sounds much better.
No, I'm not either.
It sounds like it's in your electronics, you know?
Yeah.
Are you using a different microphone this week?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Strangest thing.
So, were you on the line of what I just started talking about, Don? That each of us is a map in holographically to the center of the universe.
Say that again.
Each of us is the center of the universe. Obviously, we're not all the center of it. That's like a paradox, isn't it, to say that we're all the center of the universe. Each of us is the center of our universe, and the universe holographically builds around us back to the center.
Right.
Does that make sense?
It does, actually.
Yeah. And that
It could be my voice.
I don't think
but it sounds like an echo. It almost sounds like there's speakers going, like there's a double feed in the line. And it can't be the digital because we're on analog. And I've swapped everything out, but it sounds like there's an echo in the feed. Let's try that. All right. Okay, is that better? That might work better.
I think that's better.
Yeah?
So, the problem with our planet...
I figured it out.
Let me go on with a string of thought.
All right.
The problem with our planet is that so many people are disconnected from their own map.
Why
their
does...
own flow.
Mm-hmm.
And they're separated from the flow. They think their bodies and their energies are not holographically expanding. Most people don't even know that's a possibility.
Right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so once you know it's a possibility, then the challenge is how do you make that possibility a reality? What does it feel like? What do you go through when that happens?
Well, I think that everybody, and I mean every single person on this planet that chooses to, will experience it.
Well, they're going to experience something.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to experience being part of the flow into higher realms.
Well, that's their choice, but agreed.
Well, most people don't even know they're making a choice. That's part of the problem.
That's it. Well, it's awareness, isn't it? It's consciousness at its peak.
Well, that's where we become important, you and I.
Yeah.
Because you and I, who may know that we're part of that flow, have the challenge. You see, things don't just happen here. We are the ones making it happen.
That's
you,
right.
I... everyone listening.
That's right.
And on one hand, people feel quite helpless. They say, I can't do anything. This is a huge planet. There's billions of people. What can I do to make a difference?
Yeah.
But on the other hand, if we don't make the difference, there's no difference made.
That's right.
And,
well, they're the creators. They're the creators here to create.
Yes.
And until they take that responsibility, I mean, literally, folks, not figuratively.
Mm-hmm.
Then, thank you. Thanks, Michelle.
Anyone?
Yeah, until they take action and responsibility in that flavor of love, things are going to... folks, I just posted a fantastic post, a link to it at the top of the index page over on the TNT or the Trusted News Trader. You'll see a link. It'll say, do you want to know the truth? Click on that, read it, and you'll see how profoundly weird things have become. No, it's we're all to blame, but we can stop it now. And it's gotten way out of hand. And if you've been following the news and following the internet and getting the news from the real newscasters, the real media, the people, you're going to find that things aren't as they seem, and you really got to take action. And it's a great time to do it, too.
But when you tell someone to take action, well, they could write their congressman, right?
Well, that's not what I'm saying, Wynn. When I mean take action, I mean take action. Get into the now. And what that means is a lot of people are perpetuating a myth that the past really exists as something separate, it's done, it's over. And that the future isn't even done yet, it's something that's separate in the future and doesn't now exist. Interesting. It's an interesting situation to put your mind into. Because what happens is you start to give it validity. The past is non-existent. like the future, and it's just as ductile, just as malleable, and just as bendable, and just as changeable as the now, right here, right now. And what I mean by that is, let's say the entire global matrix decided that the past grew up from a mustard seed. Well, I'm going to tell you, a lot of people are going to start thinking we grew up from a mustard seed. There might be the rebels, but if global consciousness decided past grew from a mustard seed, it would be interesting dynamic. I don't think the creator, creators decided to do anything quite like that. But in essence, that's quite like it is. So when you get right down into the now, there really isn't a past. There really isn't a future. There never was. It always existed now. Always, perpetually, infinitely, now. Now, when you can wrap your mind around that, you can start to put it together. Because it's as malleable and as ductile as your consciousness and the group consciousness. So you put so much faith, so much stock in the past and what happened, and we got to learn from our mistakes. Gee, I mean, we got to study them, study them, study them, study them, study them, study them. Or can we just let them go and look to a brighter tomorrow without the guilt, the remorse, the pain, and looking constantly making something out of really something that isn't now? It's not who you are right now. It's not taking responsibility for right now, being present right here. What's happening? What's going on? How's your neighbor feel? How about your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your aunt? How do they feel today? Do you know? Do you know their birthdays? Do you get together? Do you try to be an activist in your home? Not an activist by way of anything forceful, but by love. Activating love. Love activation. Now, do you try to be that, or are you something other than that? And people are starting to wake up to such a degree. They're aware. They're aware. You know why? Because they chose to be.
Did you know each person that truly becomes aware influences at least 1,000 people?
And it'll go like dominoes. You know, I pretend this. I'm not much of a seer, folks, if you want to call a futurist anything. I just don't have it. Sorry, can't tell you the future. But I can tell you what something came to me. And it said that there's a band of higher energy of telepaths out there, and many of you are already feeling tapped into that. And you're feeling that your information is now so fast that everyone around you starts to get the information after you do. You start to feel that, like wisdom is being absorbed, amoeba. You know, kind of like osmosis. And you're starting to feel this commanding of you. You're remembering, folks. You're changing. You're changing in every way imaginable, from the atomic level all the way through your emotional and various etheric and astral bodies. Everything. It's beautiful. It's easier to go with it, because it's like, if you don't go with it, it taps at the door. Tap, 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 tap. And it gets louder and louder till it becomes pain and disease. And that ill ease causes you grief, and it'll continue to do so. And it magnifies. Interesting energy. You can't oppose it. It's love. It just says, I'm here. And it's going to create a wonderful dynamic, because people are going to go click. Children are going to wake up. I see that. This is the portend. You're going to see it go kind of like a domino. Not like the 100th monkey theory, that when a certain factor percentage get it, it'll go bang. Everybody gets it. Yeah, maybe. But I see it as a domino. And I truly do. And I see it so beautifully. And I see as the young kids setting it off as they agree to come into the awareness at the times that they chose to become or merge their superconscious with their waking state. Okay? And it'll just go click, 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 click. That's what I see. But I see the portents of that and the feelings of that are many people are becoming, you know, osmotic. They've got one sip above another, but it's usually because they're absorbing a lot of information.
They're becoming what? Did you say?
They're absorbing a lot of information. Osmosis.
No, the word before that, you said they're becoming osmotic. No.
Well, you know, it was a joke.
What's the word you used, though?
Osmosis?
Osmosis.
Osmosis.
Okay. Okay.
All right. I've talked enough. You do the talking.
You're doing okay. Okay, if I'm going to talk, I always think the challenge is you can tell people what they should be doing and how they should be doing it, but then how do you do it? How do you actually make it specific? You know, I mean, I've watched this, that you could tell people things. They can even hear you. I mean, I give lectures, and they walk out of the room, and only a very small amount of people reach back. But at least there's a small amount reaching back. It's, on one hand, it's not my responsibility to wake anybody up.
Correct.
Nor is it yours or
someone else. We got to stop there.
Okay.
You tell me it's not your responsibility.
But I was going to add something to that.
Oh.
And that's very important what I was going to add. So if you want to make a comment.
I apologize.
Then let me make the whole statement. Then you can make a comment.
I'll back down.
Thank you. It's not my responsibility to wake somebody up. Because a person can only wake themselves up. But it is my assumed responsibility to present everything I can to somebody to give them the tools they need. So if they choose to
reach those... Yes, but is it even that, to give them the tools, or is it to just present them absolutely with who you are and the truth of how it is as you see it in truth? At that moment, every moment.
That's somewhat of another way of saying it. Somewhat, but when I say give them the tools, I mean give somebody the tools. I don't even like that vocabulary.
Give them the truth.
Yeah. It's not even giving them the truth.
It is.
That's exactly what it is.
There is no other definition for me.
It's setting a reference point. It's setting a reference point so that if somebody sees a reference point, they can identify with the reference point, and they then can choose it. If they never see a reference point, then what can they do? I mean, why are we doing this show, Don? I mean, we're just here doing this, but hopefully, occasionally, we set a reference point for somebody. I mean, maybe a reference point of two guys fighting on the air, but, you know, we're setting a reference point that somebody will see in between the cracks and find something that they can utilize in their own life.
If the folks ever met you out there, our BBS audience, they'd love you. Wynn seems to think he's a loner, but I met him. I spent the night with him a couple times, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in the same bed, king size, you know, I thought, hey, you know, I don't bend that way, although I love people of all. You know, I really don't mind anything they do as long as it truly gives them an understanding of who they are and keeps the joy and love in their heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have friends from all walks of life, I promise you, from all walks of life. And, well, I'm not like that, neither is Wynn, I don't know, but we stayed in the same hotel, in the same room, we meditated the same, and we got to know each other and talked. And I found Wynn to be the most comfortable, wonderful, heartwarming, bear-hugging, honest-speaking, who-he-is guy I've ever met in my life. I really believe that. That's why I keep wanting you to come up here. You know, I've lived here for a year and a half, and I've been asking Wynn to come on up, stay a week, and he's been dodging me. You're going to have to answer that, because I'm in my robe.
Well, you know what? It's like, I think there's spiritual kinship. And you know, I am a loner, Don. I have to keep my own vision. When I'm around other people, I tend to... I love people. But when I'm around people for extended lengths of time, I lose my own centeredness of my own sense of purpose. And
Yeah, no, I understand that.
It's not that I don't love you or wouldn't enjoy it. It's like, you know, I go out and I talk and I give public talks and people know me. And, you know, oftentimes they say, Wynn, let's go out for coffee or something. And then, you know, I enjoy it, except...
if you can understand what he's really trying to say, please call in on one of our 800 numbers on station one.
Is this my best use of my time right now? That's what I would say, you know?
Yeah.
And so...
Again, we cut to a station break. If any of you know what Wynn Free is talking about at this time, please urgently call in on the call-in lines, station one. Thank you.
You know what? You don't have to, you can call for any reason. You don't have to comment on that. You can comment on anything we've talked about.
Yes.
So.
Exactly.
Right? You have free will, so.
Yeah. Don't let him tell you what to do.
Right.
Wynn?
Yes,
what do you think about that time issue?
Which time issue?
You know, about the timing.
The timing?
Yeah, you know. Past, present, future.
Oh, what you were saying about past, present, future.
Exactly. Being right here, right now, in the present.
Well, I mean, philosophically or metaphysically, yes, it's absolutely true. I mean, I've come to understand that time is just an illusion so we can experience this realm. But,
and what makes that illusion? Here's the trick. No, what makes it? What actually will create your illusion of that phenomena?
It's a function of when one chooses to come into this realm.
Physical sense purely. That's it. Physical perception. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Physical perception. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. And it's really not even all that valid, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
It really has no validity.
Yes, but you know what? It does have validity.
Well, it helps you function here.
Because
validity, I don't know if it's validity or if it has... the ability to be malleable to your wishes, your desires...
Well, it's as if you walked into a movie screen.
And you're the director.
So you were the director.
No, you are the director.
Well, let's just say for the most people, they were the director.
Yeah, they came in thinking they were the exactly,
and
the director.
They walk in and suddenly they forgot that they were the director.
That's right.
And they're one of the participants.
They're the participants, that's right.
And, you know the only way...
Well said.
Get back to your directorship is by expanding your hologram beyond this realm. And the way there's a protocol for that. That's not an easy thing to do.
Great.
That, you can't just say, okay, you've watched people over periods of time. You've gone through people and you've seen their...
You know, I love people. Humans are miracles in motion, folks.
Yes.
Miracles in motion. That's what you are.
Mm-hmm.
And don't let anything or anyone ever tell you differently. You're just a miracle in motion. Sorry, Wynn.
I'm surprised your brother's not calling in.
You know, he just might. I'm sure, I've had about 19 calls today of different people that told me they'd call in. But, again, they usually let you and I jibber-jabber because they know we're a ruckus and that we're usually insane. And they wait for us to calm down, and then they call.
We're actually being pretty calm today.
Yeah, because I'm in my robe.
You're in your robe? Is Michelle in the background?
You know, I work in my robe only because I'm usually in my robe very decently, I might add. But today I had this really large spider bite, and it's been affecting my arm for the past week. I mean, massive spider bite. It ballooned up like the size of my fist. And for the last 6 days, it's steadily came down to about, it's now half the size of a golf ball, but hard. And it has two little white nodules, like where it bit me, but, you know, where the pus hardened, just two little white circles. And it's right on near my elbow. I gotta tell you, it's very painful. Hard to sleep. But, you know, I knew what happened when it happened. I was sitting in the chair when it bit me. I jerked, and then I sat down and I meditated for a while. And it must have been, you know, she thinks it was a black widow.
You got stung by a spider.
Something monstrous. But, you know, I sat there and meditated when it happened, and I let it go for a while. And every day subsequently, I've been asking, look, guys, hey, I don't need it. You don't need to teach me anything here, and I need nothing from it. I don't need to learn any lessons. Let's let it go away. I'm as healthy as an ox, and I thank you for allowing me to see that perfection in myself. And you know what? It just keeps going away every day.
Mm-hmm.
I would advise that before you go see any doctor about anything, unless it's life-threatening. I think every man, woman, and child is coming into this power. I don't think it's anything but a gift to God for everybody. You know, everybody always talks about, hey, you know, those wonderful promises. Those wonderful promises that all the different cultures speak about, well, they're here. They're really here. You are the director. You really are the creator. You really do have the control. And now you have the power of the universal energies behind you to prove it to you. And they're going to actually follow your will so beautifully that you're going to get it. You're going to get it. You're going to get it wonderfully, and you're going to keep getting it. It's going to get more profound. It's going to get deeper. You're going to learn at your own pace. Your unique jumping sequence will begin. And it already has, believe me, but once it begins, it starts into a wonderful pattern, and it's all determined by who you are, really are. And you can bring that here now. That's your higher self. And it's quite phenomenal. You know, I think we're all heading there if we choose to. It's not that I'm there, folks. Don't get me wrong. I have nothing to teach you that you probably don't already know already. I get my information for myself now. I read everything, but I truly get my information from myself. I just kind of let everything go off into the distant yonder. And then I ask questions of myself in meditation. And I allow that information to give itself the answers. And somehow, it does. You know? When? Free.
Are you out there?
Is he out there? I startled him, folks. Did we lose you, Win?
No, I'm listening.
Yeah. Well, see, I can go on and on and on and on, but I've been having probably the most profound journey since it all began. Now.
What are some of your show hosts talking about? Are they seem to be all in alignment about what they're perceiving? You have a lot of psychics and a lot of people.
Many of the hosts are starting to talk about what let's not go there. They're starting to talk about what I and millions of others are starting to wonderfully become aware of.
Mm-hmm.
It's all perception. and it's attitude driven and triggered by your emotions for the lessons. It's all wonderfully done, but that's a circle you can stay out of completely, and you can become the director.
Mm-hmm.
Stay outside of it and create. Be the painter. Be the artist. Be the singer. Be the poet. Be the angel. But play it smart. You learned all your lessons since you were born. You know, it's not to abandon them and say, screw this, I'm throwing it all out the window for love. It's to use all the wisdoms you've gained in all your total lifetime, and now here's the beauty, to add to that all the wisdom you've gained in all your other lifetimes. And that takes a lot of meditation, I think. I can't get around it. You know, I never believed the gurus. I never believed it. I remember 10 years ago, 20 years ago, I used to read about meditation. And funny, I balked then. I thought it was lunacy. Even in my teen years, people would read it. In high school, the cool kids actually read it, you know, and got involved in yoga and yazzercise and all the funky stuff, which I thought it was at the time. But really, it came back to nag at me, and I understand now meditation is truly that. You can't get to know yourself without it. Not really.
Did you read Eckhart Tolle?
Eckhart Tolle. I love the name. It takes a toll on me already.
You're not familiar with him, huh?
No.
He has a book that's very popular called The Power of Now.
The Power of Now, in fact. Wait a minute. Excuse me. I told you I read everything. I do own that book. I have read the first 113 pages or 35 or something in there, because I put it down about 2.5 years ago. I have, or, no, my mistake. Two years ago. And I haven't read it since. Must be in there.
It didn't grab you.
Well, it was very basic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really was. I loved it, truly. I truly thank him and all the wonderful people out there that are trying to get as much information out there as they can, because there's so much information out there. There's more light per square inch now than there ever was, that you'll understand. Now, the spiritualist may understand that, hey, we're in the fourth dimension. Maybe they're right. Maybe they really are. Maybe we are in the fourth density. Because right now there's more light, more information. There's more information per square inch now than you'll ever get. What that means is, well, what does that mean? See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There's just more information. There's more of it. More of it around, which makes it more conductive, like water. There's more shit in the air, excuse my language. It's going to move quicker if it's moving faster, right? Conductive. So that's really what's going on. Like it or not, we're all a part of it. Once you get it, you get it. You'll get it soon enough. Keep tuning in to BBS Radio. We might even get it for you.
Well, you have a number of people setting reference points on BBS Radio, yes?
I think we have more solely internet, number one, solely internet talk radio broadcast than anybody else. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm. How was the response to David Icke?
Well, it was overwhelming. I love the man. I love the man only because I think he's a man who believes what he's saying. And I believe you'll go to any lengths to prove it.
Mm-hmm.
Enough said? Now, any man, I don't care whether he's right or wrong. Just like I said, I don't judge the hosts on this network. I don't say, ooh, I don't agree, you're wrong. No. I say, you know, that person truly knows and feels that they're coming from their heart and they're trying to be of the highest service they can be. Then why would I ever judge something like that? Ever. And that would be the same thing here. My heart tells me the guy truly is trying to be of the highest service he can be.
Mm-hmm.
He may be erroneously led. He may be right on most instances, which I believe, folks. But whatever the case is, I think he's following his heart. I like the man. Any man that I feel is following his heart, I like the man. Those are the only people I really like anymore. I can tell you who I like very easily these days, like most of you out there. Really easy. I can tell you who I like. My heart will tell me, bang. What's yours? My heart. My heart. But the heart and the gut and the brain work synergistically. They all have the same type of neural fibering network. Okay? All connects really ultimately, finitely at the heart. Needless to say, yeah, bang. You know, you just know.
You had somebody else really notable on recently.
Trust in that. Hmm?
Didn't you have somebody else on VBS who was quite out there?
You know, we do have a few hosts that are out there. And I don't mind out there. What's wrong with out there? Everything's out there. We're out there. Hell, we're traveling on planet Earth, spaceship Earth.
Mm-hmm.
In our spacesuits. Really. And we've come a long way, folks. We're just traveling out in our space rocket. It just happens to be living. And it loves you. And it's kind of like that movie. You know that movie where they live in Moya?
Moya?
Moya, that ship. Farscape. That living ship. Well, just imagine a living ship a lot bigger. That you don't need really spacesuits because the ship loves you. But eventually, you know, things come to a reckoning. You can't keep beating your ship to death.
Was that a little Freudian slip there?
Yeah, I guess. You know, the ship can only take so much punishment. Because the soul inside it that's running it, directing it, just like inside your ship, your spacesuit,
mm-hmm.
that soul's going to do what it wants.
Mm-hmm.
It's going where it's going to go. It has its own consciousness understanding, well beyond an electrical understanding. What?
Do you know the story of how Star Trek got started?
You know, I haven't, and I'll tell you, I love, folks, honestly, as weird as this sounds, Boston Legal, I don't watch it much. I find it quite repugnant these days. But, you know, I really love William Shatner. I love the man. Only because, I don't know, I love the man. And I think Boston Legal kind of shows you what law society is kind of like, in a sick, twisted way, folks.
Well, Star Trek
kind of shows you the way it is, kind of. It really does. It really does. In so many ways, folks.
Star Trek was started by Gene Roddenberry, who was attending some channeled sessions by a woman by the name of Phyllis Schlemmer. And he based Star Trek on the channelings he was listening to. You didn't know that, did you?
I didn't, but hold on. I'll be right back. I just need to stay with me.
We're having a bathroom break now for Don Newsom.
Oh, yeah, I got it. Thank you. Appreciate it.
We will be back in a moment.
We're back.
Okay.
I've never gone that long, folks. I'm always here. That's the thing. You ever met a guy who is always there? That's me. I'm always there. I'm always there for you. If I can be there for you, I will be. You know, I'm going to be smart about it, but I'm always going to extend as much love as humanly possible and spiritually possible. Always. That's truth to me.
So, one of the things that we've been doing...
You're like that too, Wynn.
One of the things that we've been doing on our conference call that has been really interesting... You know, since we started this show, at the very end, we do this thing of calling in the light. and we anchor energy, and we, you know, we work as a group between Don and I and everyone who's listening to actually create a moment of group consciousness that interfaces anchoring energies from higher dimensions into this realm. Because the only way that...
Can I stop you there? There's an important note about that.
Yeah.
I think Zany Mystic with a fireside chat posted something on the TNT board, or I might have posted something for him here in the last 10 posts about a worldwide group meditation for 1 hour.
On July 17th.
Yes. Is that what you were going to talk about?
Well,
it was so profound when I read it. When I actually read that, it hit me. You know, I've read a million of those. Folks, I get a billion of those being... I'm Don at bbsradio.com. Man, I get it all. And I actually do read it, or somebody does, but mostly I do. I have up until recently, and I got others that read it. But needless to say, that has been the main theme. But this one got me. I'm going to do it, and I'm going to highlight it, and hopefully we can do some shows with her, and we can extend this out, and maybe see how far and wide we can get it to go.
You want to know something? I'm probably going to introduce myself to that lady.
Will you?
Yeah, because we both were interviewed by Maureen Moss.
Let's propel that propaganda. Now, that's the kind of propaganda I like to propel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, real, honest-to-goodness truth.
Mm-hmm. So, but let me just finish my one thought, okay? Because I wanted to share something.
Absolutely.
So we've been doing this calling in of the light, and of course I've been holding a conference line, and people have been coming in on the line, and we're holding that light energy through the conference line. It's like going into people's bedrooms. People are feeling it. They're feeling transformation.
I like that.
And we're making a reference point for this higher energy. So one of the projects we did, that we experimented with, was, you know, what happens if somebody drives around through a city, two people, while they're on the cell phone and they're holding the light energy with a group of people, could they anchor the energy of the city or help anchor it, you know?
Sure.
And so we've been doing that, and we've been having amazing results. I'm calling them grid healing. But
funny, we're all doing it. Funny,
yeah,
we're all the and many of the hosts are starting to talk about doing grid healing work, and many of the new hosts I'm talking about are talking about grid healing work, and many of the people that are seeing orbs and doing all the wonderful things they're talking about. Funny, they're just recently, and, you know, in the last few months, and most particularly recently, being followed, urgently called to do grid healing work.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that strange?
Mm-hmm.
What do you attribute that to? Telepathy?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was talking about originally. People are tuning into that.
Well, if anyone that's listening wants to participate with us on those, check out my website and send an email to Suzanne. Read about it.
Maybe the Ra and the Elohim are truly behind you and truly making this happen.
Higher-vision.org. And, you know, they tell me if enough people do this in a city, an earthquake may not happen, or the city gets an air of protection.
Forget solving the problems. Get a group of people looking at the city, seeing how damn perfect it can be.
Mm-hmm.
Don't bring the past into it. Let that alone. Be the power that you are right now. Don't let all the confusion and infusion and subterfusion of all the information out there drive you batty. Because you can just glance over it, sit back, do a little meditation, do a little dance. And, you know, do a little while, and it'll be so second nature to you, it'll be like osmosis, amoeba.
Well, why don't we do a calling in of light? And I'll do an extra minute of it, and we'll just add a little grid healing work in the vocabulary while we're doing it, okay?
Excellent.
Okay.
And folks, thank you. I really appreciate you tuning in. And again, I apologize for a couple weekends ago. I've had to write a lot of emails.
Did you get a lot of emails?
I got a few. Several. What's a little more than several, I guess, in my understanding of what several would be.
Well, down the past is the past.
That's exactly it. Thank you. But the truth is, we're who we are right now. We can open the Bible this morning. Right now, we can get up every morning, turn the new leaf. We can be who our mother said we could be, anything we want to be, tomorrow or today, right now. And really, it comes down to now because there is nothing else, even dynamically speaking. All right, sorry.
So, Don?
Yeah.
Let's go for calling in the light.
Let's do it.
Now, you know, when we call in the light, it is not just words. It has to do with
it's
my...
not words, Roxanne.
It has to do with my intention, Don's intention, and your intention to actually pierce your own veil, because we all have a veil. And intention is the tool. You know, we talked about tools earlier. Intention is the tool, the most powerful tool that each of us has. So it's by your intention that there's some experience.
It's consciousness manifested into energy.
Mm-hmm.
That's what intention is, folks. Consciousness manifested into energy. Now, what are you going to do with that energy? Are you going to put it into words and take the next step? Or put it into action and really take the next step and cement that consciousness into the physical? You see, that's how you build the grid.
Okay, so let's just go for it. Let's stop talking about it. We're just going to do it.
Do
right
it.
Now.
I love you, Wim.
Father, Mother, God. One infinite creator. Center of the universe. We ask for the presence of the light to surround Don, myself, and every person listening on this line. And we ask right now that you offer your negative side, your sorrows, your pain, your disease. You offer it up to the light and let it be lifted into the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. And right now, in your imagination, see yourself as a physical body in a flow of energy that's radiating from the center of our galaxy through your body into the center of the earth. See yourself holographically connected, even though you can't see it with your eyes or your physical senses. See it in your imagination so strongly that you can even imagine, if not feel it, the energy flow around you, that you are partaking in this stream of light that's pervading our planet. And imagine that that energy that's around you is expanding and touching every other listener that's in the ethers right now. And that we as a group, the listeners on the Don and Wim Show, are in this moment communing our energies. Now this is free will, so if it seems too woo-woo, then just back off and just listen to the words. But if not, just go with it. Combining your energies on the other side of the veil as a group energy. And while we're combining, we're going to invite those other energies, those other intelligences that I have been calling Elohim and Ra, but you can call it God, you can call it Holy Spirit, whatever your name is comfortable with, name you're comfortable with. Imagine they join with us right now. Shut your eyes while we're doing this. You may notice light, energy coming through your crown chakra and your third eye. And that's a sign that you're doing it. And now we have this huge group energy that we are creating. It's not happening. You are part of the creation of it. And when we have that energy, take a moment and direct it. Direct it to those people in your life that need healing. Right now, think of their names. Direct it to the relationships in your life that need healing. Think of the person. And see them as part of this flow of energy. See that no matter what conflict you're experiencing on the surface, in the physical, underneath, you and they are one. And send them love. Send them light. Let's send this light to our whole entire United States. See all of us as pinpricks of light who have expanded and covering our entire country, lifting the energy, being available to those people that would want to experience it. Let's send the light to Washington, D.C. Let's send it to the Middle East. And let's send it to ourselves once again, and our families, and our homes. And know that you can walk in this experience every day, every moment, and uplift the very ground you walk on. And you will know that you are interdimensionally connected and have penetrated the veil and are experiencing multi-dimensionality in action. And on that note,
oh my God.
Is there anything you'd like to add to that, Don?
When?
Hmm?
I love you. I love you. That was amazing. That was, you know, that was amazing only because...
I love you.